Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
That intro is very, very scary. Damn. Got the chills. That's why I actually...
I have nightmares about it.
It wasn't because I was just spacing off when I was late. It's because I was scared to do the show today. I spook easily, I guess. I don't know. Fuck. Forget it. What's up, y'all? It's Ghosted. I'm Rob. That's Doug. We're going to watch the spooky videos and see what comes of it. And as usual, this is the Antisocial Network, and our website is antisocialnetwork.net, gives you all of our socials, except, of course, YouTube fucking Brock! I haven't even brought it up to him yet. I don't know why I'm yelling at him. So, Right. Yeah, if you guys got anything to say, pipe into the chat room. Hopefully, it'll come through and shit shot with us, as they say, shit shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also catch us on the Monty and the Pharaoh Network, which we're very happy to be over there, my dudes.
All right.
So what's on deck, sweetie?
So,
hang on. Let me see if I can use the force and mental this. Okay. What you're going to show next is going to be...
White people are so scared of black people.
I was just about to say that, but you must have played it.
That's totally what's going on there. Wow. That is totally what's going on.
I almost mentaled that. What do you think, Jinx? what do you think? Hello? Hello?
He's out of it today?
He's mad at you. I'm out of it. Jesus Christ. Here, I'll just go ahead and pull back the fourth curtain. About 10 minutes ago, I got a message from Doug on Facebook said, are we doing the show tonight? Fuck! Hang on. And here I am.
Yep. He got ready in record time, though. You gotta know. He got his shit together in like 3 minutes.
3 minutes, and we still made him the air on time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing.
As I jump up and haul ass to the computer... And the dog's running behind me going, what the fuck? What the fuck's wrong? What the fuck?
What was the one I was... Okay. So I think tonight we're going to start out with something light. And
all right. Something light, something a little airy, you know.
Get us started.
Get us started on a good pace. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
It's late at night when a man gets something on camera that leaves him extremely unsettled. The man recording this is known as Drosa, and on this night, he was looking after his little niece and nephew. He was taking care of them all by himself when his niece began to point at something in the dark. Drosa, their uncle, didn't think much of it until he noticed that she wouldn't stop pointing at the spot. Nothing appeared to be there, so Drosa wasn't sure as to what she was seeing. But as she kept on pointing, he began to think that maybe something is actually there.
Then this door is wide open over here, man. Or just, I don't know. She's like looking over there like there's someone over there. She's freaking me out. Look, she's pointing. See? There's someone over there. I'm freaking out. Who are you pointing at? Who is he? How can we keep pointing? Where's he at? Is he over there? Who is he? I'm not really sure who it is, but yeah, she's like pointing upwards. They must be tall or something. Look, she's pointing again. Look.
His niece would not stop pointing at this spot for some reason. Even creepier is that she points towards the ceiling, suggesting that whatever is there is most likely tall. But as if things couldn't get any more creepy, Drosa records this.
Yeah, she said something though. Like, it's crazy because, like, I don't know, I'm just babysitting my niece and nephew. My nephew's right here. Then it's her, and then she keeps pointing at something. You gotta get out of here, man. You gotta leave, man. Honestly. You're not welcomed here. Leave. Whoever you are, leave. You're scaring my niece. Look, she keeps pointing at you. Get the fuck out of here, man.
So, I thought that was a little interesting. You know, little tiny little kid pointing at nothing away. It kind of reminded me of that story I told about when my ex was babysitting our niece, and she was little toddler pointing at the middle of the kitchen floor going baby and all, you know, scared and everything. Little kid, real little kid like that. But I don't know. I'm a little on the fence because, you know, is it a combination of the kid was seeing something and then he kind of tricked her and threw something while he, you know, because you hear the kick, kick, and then, and the kid doesn't realize, you know, just goes, oh, here's your thing. I don't know. I'm a little on the fence about this one.
I think his reaction told the whole story that was a load of bullshit.
But
all of a sudden he's hearing a ghost in his house and he's like, yo, you gotta get the fuck out of here. You're scaring my niece. Ah, go shoot yourself, you worthless piece of. he tricked his niece. His niece probably saw the cat in the corner, or maybe a reflection on the wall from a car driving by. Something caught her attention, no doubt.
Yeah.
But he didn't sell that one well at all. I know he had to look like he had much machismo, and I'm a tough guy. Ghosts don't scare me. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. But I'll bet you, if something popped up in front of you, man, fuck you. First he would say it, and then he would do it. Oh shit.
Right. All right.
Yeah, that was a bad start. Even Jinx was like, what the fuck are we watching? Well, like, I don't know.
That was the light and airy start. It was just, it was an uncle and his niece, you know.
But you know, that nice. Usually doesn't start off sounding so great. Well, it was an uncle and his niece, and you can put the one together, right?
That's not on my, that's not even like in my thinking, so I didn't think.
Well, you know, like what that. They say here at the Antisocial Network, we're always on the lookout for pedos.
I did not know that that's what we said around here. That's
well, I mean, that was Jimmy's thing.
Oh,
hey, fuck you, don't make fun of me.
Whoa, okay, well, here we
moving on.
I think we're going to go to nursing home visitor.
Well, God, which is it?
This next clip was captured by a security camera left by a family who wanted to keep a watchful eye on their elderly relative in a care home. Apparently, according to the family, their relative had been complaining that a man kept visiting her in the night. The relative would suffer terrible nightmares and would awake to find the man standing at the side of her bed, but when she'd scream for help, he'd mysteriously vanish into thin air. Something white is caught on camera, but what is it? The family believe that this is something paranormal and is likely something to do with the horror stories their relative had been telling them about. These incidents are not uncommon either. There are numerous reports of people feeling like they're being watched or that they can feel a presence in the room with them, but when they pluck up the courage to look, nobody's ever there.
So, a little missed action in the nursing home. Would you think?
I'm into it, dude. I buy that one. When my granddad, he was dying from Alzheimer's and he was circling the drain, he kept saying in his sleep his brother's name. Then when he would wake up, he would kind of stare over by where the bathroom was, just keep eye contact. Then when my grandma was getting ready to go at the nursing home for a few, because we had to put her in a home for a few days to see if there's any recovery after the head wound. Right. Because, she pissed me off, so I just took a tour, I didn't hit my grandmother. Any assholes who are buying that, I just got to put a disclaimer up. But she would call out my granddad's name in her sleep a lot.
No.
And then she started actually waking. She couldn't really talk because of the head injury. So she was more kind of mumbling and jargoned. But Jim was the only thing that came out clear. Now, I didn't get to see her around this time frame. I was out of town wrestling. And then when my dad was about to pass in the hospital, he woke up just for a very little bit. He looked at me. He made eye contact. He looked over at Mom. They looked past all of us, kind of to the left foot of his bed. And he was just locked onto that, like somebody else was there. And he had that look of startled. Like, I know you, and you're dead.
And then
nursing home, so many people die in there.
Right.
It does stand to reason that if somebody's kind of on the precipice, that veil will come back and they could see more.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's in the final moments with my dad, he was in a coma in the hospice bed at home, and then he opened his eyes at the last minute and he was staring off. I was holding his hand and he was staring off and he was just like locked or something, but a bunch of other chaotic things were happening, and then he, I'm not gonna go into the detail, but that's I think I recently heard they call that the death stare. Like they'll lock on to something, and and they're like you said, like they're seeing someone that they haven't seen in a long time. So that would stand the reason.
Why don't you do me a favor real quick? Why don't you refresh your screen and then log back in if it makes you? You've got a hell of a lag happening.
Crap, my internet is sucking. Okay. All right.
And I'll wait for you here entertaining the masses. And now it's just me. Welcome to the Rob Wild Show. About time we got rid of that hack, huh? Jesus. No, I'm just kidding. We all love Doug. And we'll, of course, be back tomorrow for WrestleShoot. But remember, guys, over here at Any Social Network, we have a lot of exciting shows that we offer. And it's definitely worth checking us out. Check out our Facebook page or group. I'll get our webmaster to add the YouTube link onto the antisocial.net. I'm sorry, antisocialnetwork.net. Man, I had a brain fart there. It's because Doug left me and I fell apart. Oh, there you are.
All right. How am I now?
Much better.
Okay. All right.
So just to sum it up for everybody else who was sitting with me while you abandoned me, check it out, antisocialnetwork.net. Check out our Facebook. Check out our other shows that we offer. Lots of good, unique, riveting stuff there.
Yep.
Yep.
I got so much to add.
It was brilliant. That yep really yes. took it home. That summed everything up.
Okay, so we had nursing home visitor. Now we're going to go to the opposite end of life, nursery visitor.
Oh.
There we go.
This next clip was captured on a family's baby monitor. What they caught while their baby was sleeping has left them horrified. Of what looks like a small child can be seen sitting on the chair right next to the sleeping baby. But all of a sudden, whoever this is disappears as the lights dim, only to reappear again when the lights brighten. Again, this family believed that this is something paranormal and would never, ever have known something was literally an arm's length away from their sleeping baby if they hadn't caught it on camera. Both of these videos have creeped viewers out. Many have highlighted the fact that we might not be as safe as we believe we are while we're sleeping, and frankly, that is quite alarming.
So that one looked almost like a floating baby doll head to me. What'd you think?
Well, mixed reactions. Scared the fuck out of Jinx. He jumped and got out of here.
Okay.
I think it scared him. You can never really tell with that guy.
Right, right.
Me, I think it was just a projector image being thrown onto the chair. And that's why the room got brighter when the face appeared.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, then it gets darker and the face vanishes. I mean, that's just kind of like one and one makes three to me, you know?
Yeah, well, of course, one and one makes three.
Yeah.
What's
your gut tell you? You think it's legit?
I don't know. I kind of like it. Like I said, it looks like a baby doll head to me. So I don't know. I just kind of, I'll go with what you said. A projector. You know,
that's
just
right. Because you don't cross the boss, baby. That's a cardinal rule of entertainment. No, I don't know. I think it was bullshit. But
yeah. 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 I was kind of like, well, you know, it's interesting. I'll throw it up there. I'll throw it on there for, if, you know, you and if anyone else was here to, you know, to if we end up getting a producer, you know, if the
hey, but remember we had a producer for 6 seconds? Man, that was nice.
I do remember that. That was the thing.
We got to get the ghoul girl to come over and be the producer.
Well, yeah, ghoul girl works Monday, so ghoul girl got a job.
Look, girl, ghoul girl needs to step up and go, look here, motherfuckers. I love my job and thank you for having me, and then go back to work. That's what she needs to do.
And then she screams in their face.
What a loving scream.
Yes. All right. Let's do. Oh, this is for you, Rob. Cute little Monchichi.
Oh, God.
You ready? Cute little Monchichi.
This next video was taken at a storage facility where a father owns a storage unit containing obscure vintage items. The facility is well known for being creepy, but it's the contents of this unit that's by far the creepiest. Among all things inside is a toy monkey that the father knows is worth a lot of money. Although initially not wanting to sell the doll, he now hopes that someone would buy it off his hands as soon as possible. Ever since having it, the stuff inside his unit would move on their own. Now, noise complaints would often be made by employees who accused the man of living in his storage, but after setting up a camera to show that it's the stuff inside being thrown around, he captures this. Like something straight out of a horror movie, the toy doll moves on its own. The staff working at the storage facility were just as spooked as the man who owns this unit. He believes that this is the culprit behind the strange noises employees heard. While there has yet to be a prospective buyer for this doll, the man continues to document the monkey on the off chance that something else is caught on camera. But currently, nothing else has happened.
How much are they selling it for?
Well, that's kind of the only thing that's in my head. This old con has been used dozens of times where people make videos of something that they're selling. They imply it's haunted, put it on the internet, then the offers start rolling in.
So how do you think, they did it though? Like, as far as, cause I mean, the monkey tilted its head like it and then it kind of sat up like doing a crunch.
Yeah.
And then finally sat up. And I mean, like, the way a doll is weights proportioned, it's like, I mean, to do that, I mean, to keep its butt planted while it sits up like a person, that's kind of, I don't think there could be like to put motors in the thing.
His butt didn't really stay in place. After it was in the upright sitting position, it was almost angled to where it was ready to fall off the box, to me suggesting.
Well, it kind of stood or something, like it kind of like it went from sitting to kind of sort of a standing, and then it kind of its head turned.
I saw it turn the head, but it wasn't standing. It was, its ass was barely still on the edge of the box.
Yeah. But so, I mean, like how do you think they could have done that other than like motors inside of it, or because I mean the head tilting, especially
like photography editing, right?
I don't know about that one. I mean, yeah, everything looked really.
I wanted to buy that it was real, but yeah, I'm not sold on it.
You're not sold on it. I mean, the only way I could think is stiff or like still pictures in front of a green screen in different poses. Like, but still, I mean, you'd have to do. I'm thinking of like my Talking Xeno videos and how I did some shit. It still didn't. Anything I did didn't quite look like that. I mean, that look was so well blended. I'm tending to kind of buy it just because of how it moved and the tilting, and also it didn't look superimposed. It looked like it was there with that quality of camera filming everything, like it was just there.
But for them to make such a big deal in the video, like if they would have left out how valuable the doll was and how he's hoping somebody makes an offer on it now. Like, if you were that scared and it was causing you that much strife, wouldn't you just throw it out?
Unless they got it in their head, if I throw this out, it's going to show back up like in the movies. I mean, some people think like that. They might
didn't even try, though.
Scared. What?
They didn't even try, though.
Well, they might be fearing, like, revenge if they throw it away or something. That's I'm just, you know.
You know, you should be fearing revenge on going against me there, buddy.
Okay. No, I'm gonna right for right now, unless something comes out about this video, I'm gonna believe it.
All right.
Legit. Cause there's, and plus I do, and I'll admit I have a bias. I do, I've always kind of had the thing about inanimate objects coming to life and stuff. So always thought that.
Okay, speaking of that, what do you think? Oh, that's right, he's still fucking gone.
That's what I'm talking about. Jinx was there and now he's gone. He just does his own damn thing.
Yeah, he does, but I'm not trying to get any money on him. I think if I tried to sell him, he'd be pissed off.
Yeah, and if you threw him away, what would he do?
You know, he might pack up and just go find a new house if I threw him away, but selling him and not cutting him in, because he's a greedy little twat, that guy.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm inclined to buy that one. And if I'm wrong, so I think next we will look at a face in the basement.
Oh, shit. Don't do that voice. It's very scary. No, I said don't basement. Do the voice.
In the basement.
This next scary clip comes from the subreddit Paranormal Encounters.
Hello?
Hi.
I heard like a clapping sound.
There's nobody. Hello? It's cold in here. What was that? Hello?
While down in the dark basement, he's startled by something behind him. But when he turns around, no one's there. However, did you spot it? The face of someone or something can be seen staring in, looking directly at him. He sees it and flees the basement in fear. Redditors of the subreddit Paranormal Encounters were left creeped out by this video. Many questioned the history of the OP's house, with user SkyBlueEth saying, "Check if your house was built over an old cemetery or something 100 years ago. Maybe that location has history and energy." The OP then states that the house was built in 1902 over/near cave systems that were used as an underground railroad. So could this be the ghost of someone who passed away on the old underground railroad? Use the comments to share your thoughts.
I think it was Kane.
That's good.
I think it was Kane from WWE.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a freaky looking face. I don't know that I totally buy it. I mean, it could have just slipped something.
It's a Halloween mask that was stuffed in there.
Yeah. You think so? Well, what kind of mask?
Like a Kane mask. Yeah.
A Kane mask.
Something like that.
Are you thinking about the red and black Kane mask? Or am I? Huh.
I mean, they have so many fucking generic masks. I can't like name a horror. Oh, you know what? It looks like Jigsaw.
Rob, I want you to name every single mask that they manufacture at every Spirit Halloween and other Halloween stores.
Right now.
Right now.
Jesus.
Right now. Name them all.
Michael Myers, Jason, Captain Kirk, Jigsaw, Rob Wiles. No, wait. Shit. They don't have a real mask.
Faster.
I don't want to play this game anymore. Why don't you bring me a beer, dude? Shit.
No. Yeah, that's the trouble with like, you know, I find the clips and stuff and I go, well, I don't know about this one, but we should throw some ones up that just for discussion. I think it was a jigsaw mask.
It had to be.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah. That a mask makes sense or a mannequin head or something like that. Kind
what
of
is the clown's name from that movie, from Saw?
I don't think it has a name. I think it's just Jigsaw's little avatar or whatever, you know. Because Jigsaw is the guy. If my daughter was here, she is the Saw expert. She's the big, huge Saw fan. I've seen like two or three of them. She's seen them all, and she's a big Saw fan. She would know all the shit.
I think we should do a Saw bit on a Casanova, but legit.
Which what is should be the head thing where that rips your
jaw open? I'm thinking something more like he's got to cut his own foot off or something.
Oh, okay.
But then it should be like Scary Movie where he's like, "You cut off the wrong foot."
Oh fuck.
Good times.
So well, you know, hopefully he's not watching this so we can surprise him with that fun little joke.
Chris, if you're watching this, we were talking about a different Chris.
Turn it off.
Another That's Chris right. Casanova.
You didn't hear shit.
You didn't hear shit.
Okay. So our next video, it's fairly quick, I think. It's a leftover from last week, like this last video was. And it's another corner peeker.
Corner peeker.
This video is from the YouTube channel of Thiago Furacao. In this video, in a haunted house.
Pode se aproximar?
Mas tá dando pico forte, ó.
Se aproxima daqui.
Ó.
Hi!
Que foi isso? Eu vi!
I fucked this up. This is one we looked at last week.
Yeah, that's Chris this back is, there, right?
I fucked with him.
That was Chris in the
what?
Corner.
No, no. No, this is the one. This is what the Silent Hill
was. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, we're watching it again. Oh, that's my screw
I think
up.
That one was totally legit. Are you fucking frozen? Dirty, dirty motherfucker. Dog, dog! Better fix that fucking internet. But look at him. He's got the whole who me look on his face. Check, check. Anyway, that one is just as much bullshit this week as it was last week. And it looks like he's having some internet troubles here. And we've made a half an hour into today's episode. So maybe we should. Maybe we should just spend the rest of the show just like this. Yeah. Yeah, I like that angle. And 4, 3, 2, 1, and he's gone. All right, guys, we're just going to go ahead and give this another try next week. Me and Jinx here are going to go ahead and get drunk together, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for WrestleShoot. And that's the bottom line, because Stone